Ibaya Lahu. So Gemara has an Ibaya regarding the Tamin Muid of our Mishnah. We said Shlosha Yamin Biktani. What is the purpose of the Shlosha Yamin? Is it Liyude Tura or Liyude Gavra? So last week I told you that when you're marrying into not the longest of it, but the bottom line of Liyude Tura, Liyude Gavra, the point is, what makes the person, the animal a muid? Is the animal a muid because of the third time that it was Megayach? The first two times, you just need the first two to get to the third. You can't have a third of anything unless you have a first and a second. So mainly you need the first and second to get to the third, but the Iker is the third. Or the Pshat is, that's Liyudei Tura, as we're going to see in a moment. Or Liyudei Gavra are the three times for the person. The person has to be told about it three times in order for it to become a Muid. Now, this what I just said and what I said last week is true. It's not the Taich, it's just the way it comes out. The Taich, Liyudei Tura, Liyudei Gavra. The question is, what makes it a Muid? That it kicked three times, a din in the shar, or that he was won three times, a din in the bayin. That's the nidain of the Gemara. Liyude Tura, Liyude Gavra, l'mayin afkemina, da'asu t'losa kitei sadi b'chad yayma. If all three kitei sadi came on the same day, yamet liyude Tura, miyayin. Yamet liyude Gavra, loy miyayin, mei marma. Hashtahu d'kuma sadi di. Now, if you learn the Gemara Pashup Shat, it would turn out that if you hold the Yudei Gavra, the person has to be warned the three times. But if you hold the Yudei Tura, it would seem the person doesn't have to be told at all. If you hold the Yudei Tura, it has nothing to do with the Bailam. It's a din purely in the animal. If the animal kicks three times, an egg and sea, it becomes a moon. What happens if the animal kicks four times and all the witnesses for all four times come at once? From Pashtrat and the Gemara, I would think that also could make him a Muid. The Yudei Tura, Pashtrat and the Gemara has zero to do with the Bible. It's purely a din in the animal. Taismus, in the bottom Taismus, Nachal Gimel Amid Beis, is mechadish to us that's not so. That even if you hold the Yudei Tura, the Bailim do have to be warned at some time. So even if you say the Yudei Tura, you need a warning to the Bailim. That's Taismus Chiddush. In the bottom Taismus brings Braisa to the Kamon. Taismus Vein Eynira, the words of the Bailim, Chsir V'achikach and Lishmarem. Right, look, come on, Tony, and I show you some more that you do with me, Bible. Okay, after the Madi Amali Yedei Tura, Tzar, she yedu a Bible in Tchila. So Tosis says this Chiddush, that even if you hold the Yedei Tura, but the Bible has to be warned. Now, Rav David on Tosis says he doesn't know where Tosis got it from. Echetesi. If you hold the Yedei Tura, so who says the Bible has to be warned? You need the Fnei Bible. You need ultimately when the Eidim come, it's just to aid this in front of the Bailim. But Mehechet Heisi, that the Bailim have to be warned before the fourth kicking. Maybe even if the Bailim are away for a year and they come back, and Eidim come and they tell them the animal kicked 100 times over the year. It should be a Muid. You have to come 3 times, the Yudei Tura, the Shor of the Muid. And now for the next 97 times, you should pay Nezek Shor. So Mustam Tosis holds that our old Claire, what's the reason that you're chayiv to pay? Is it because of lack of shmira or because of money? Is it? Tosis will hold that the underlying reason for mazikim is lack of shmira, and in Mela, the Bailam have to be warned. That'll be as far as Tosis. That the underlying reason that you pay for Hezekim all the time is because of lack of Shmira. And in Son Cain, you understand he owes the Balaam have to be paid. The Machlas David, who says that he doesn't know why Tosfos had to say that. Machlas David will hold that the Iker Tashlum is Atzmah Mayne Shehizik. And if your mom is Mazik, you have to pay. And if it's Mazik four times, you pay three times Chatzi Nezek, one time Nezek Shalom. You do Liyudei Torah. So these are the two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Mistam Tosfos against Machlas David, Mistam Iker is certainly like Tosfos. That the Abaylam do need at least to have some level of warning, even like the Sa'ad Liyudei Torah. Okay, let's see how the Gemara goes through this. Toshma. Ein Ashar Nasa Mu'id at Sheyidu by Bifnei Baylin or Bifnei Best. Ashar is not a Mu'id unless the Eidim who saw it said Eidis in front of the Baylin and in front of Bezdin. How do you know you're in front of Bezdin? Tosfos says it's a Svara. All Eidis is in front of Bezdin. We once discussed the fact that if Eidim tell you something outside of Bezdin, even if Baal Din says something outside of Bezdin, they could change their mind. In Bezdin, it's a final statement. He do by Bifnei Bezdin, Shalai Bifnei Ba'ilin, Bifnei Ba'ilin, Shalai Bifnei Bezdin, Einasim Unach, he do by Bifnei Bezdin, U Bifnei Ba'ilin. It's a double lashon. This braisa, it already said in the Reisha, it sort of repeats itself. So the Mukhiyaisa says Pshat. In general, there is a halacha that all Eidus has to be in front of Bezdin. So Tarakul Eidus has to be in front of Bezdin and in front of the Baylan. However, there's an exception. The din is that if the Eidim are Helchim Medina Sayyam, they're about to go away, or the Chaylim. The halacha is that Bezdin is allowed to override this rule. This rule that you only mekabel edus in front of the Baylan, you're allowed to override if there's a compelling reason. If the Eidim are chaylim or they're going away, and you're afraid you won't be able to have the edus later, so then you could then you can say edus even shalei b'fnei the Baal Din. Mukhiyaisa says that this din, that you can only say in front of the Baal Din and not in front of anyone else, that you can override that. The Makom Tzairich, that is not true by Mu'id. By Shara Mu'id, the Torah says Mu'id b'bai love. So the Mukhiyaisif, here, even the Eidim Achaylim, Halchum Din Asayam, you must have a Mu'id b'bai love in order to say the Eidus. Here, there's no such exception. Later on, Kufyud Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says at the end of the Masechta that Hu Chaylai, Eid of Chaylin, Mevakshim Levachim Dira Siyam, that is an exception. So he says that exception does not apply over here. As I state in Lukiyaz. The Ramah brings this Lahalacha, the Ramah in Simen Tov Ches, he brings this Lahalacha that the exception we always have, B'chol Dira Moment, that if it's an emergency, a Chaylai, Halachim Dira Siyam, in the Kabbal Eidish, that exception does not apply to Vuhud Bailim. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes about this Muki Yosef and this Ramah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that it depends. When the Eidim are coming to say Yoshar is a Mu'id, what do they say? And we saw your shar kick on Tuesday morning. We saw that the shar kicked on Tuesday morning. What's the result of that, Haggadah say? There's two things. What are two things? What are two results? One result is the Chiyuv Mamon right now. And they say, we saw Reuven kick Shimon, Reuven's animal kick Shimon. One result is the Chiyuv Mamon right now. And the other result is that it kicks up points for becoming a Mu'id, right?
three times, you become a mu'ud. So each Haggadah Seydis creates one more towards being a mu'ud. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this is a chiddush, that you cut the Eidus in half. You are mekabel the Eidus to be mechayiv and chatzin nezek. Mechayiv and chatzin nezek, let's say Eidim Achayim, or help him din asayam. So you're allowed to be mekabel the Eidus, even shaloi b'fnei b'aylim, and the pechatzin nezek. The gabe, counting towards the mu'id, the three times a mu'id, that is what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is saying, it doesn't count. The gabe being counted towards three times a mu'id. However, the gabe, the tashlumin, he says that's like, what did Imam it is? That the Eidim could say, Shalai b'fnei b'ayim. So, Tivegas Chiddush, to divide the Haggadah Seydis, he cuts the Haggadah Seydis in half. Seems to be an inherently one Haggadah Seydis. The animal is a time that pays, so it's one time. Tivegas Mechadish this Chiddush, that what the Muki Yosef learns from this Braisa, that you need b'fnei b'ayim, even in cases of chayla and helping the SEM, that does not apply to the baila. So he divides it into half and he separates. But that's true. Gabi being a muid, gabi being a muid, you need the baila. The gabi paying chatinazek. If the baila are not here, it's like all dinim on this. If the edim are chayla or helping the SEM, you could be mekabel. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chiddush, to divide it, to cut it, so to speak, in half. Interesting, there's a truth in the Neid of Yehuda. It talks about what happens if Bailam come and they walk into Bezdin and they're Maida, that their animal, which is a Shartam, kicked Rishis Arath. So what's it been? They come into Bezdin. Someone walks into Bezdin. Right in Bezdin. Huh? So we pass the Paganistic Nasa. So if they come into Bezdin and they say Eidus, that the owner says Eidus, that a short time is Negeach, you can't be Mechayim to pay. Leid Behuda and the Tshuva, this is the Chedek Beis of Leid Behuda, Chashir Mishpat Chav Gimel. Says that he cuts it in half. Now here it needs svara, the Kiveg will leave you. He says this din, that if the owners come into Bezdin and they're Maida, the owner walks in, he says, I'm Maida, my shar, tam, kick today. So Bezdin says, you're pater from pay. Because Maida b'knas pater. Zok Maida b'Yehuda, that's only Maida b'knas pater if you don't have to pay the chatzin nezek. Well, the gabe counting towards your animal becoming a mu'ud, your haidah counts towards becoming a mu'ud. It's one of three times. And that's mu'ud or b'aylov. So Nadav Yehuda cuts it in half to say that even when you put on tashlumin, the gabe becoming a mu'ud, that's your chayv. He has a very nice raya. Nadav Yehuda's raya is from a Rashi in the first parak. Rashi in Daf Tesvav in the sugya of the Maida B'Knas, where it says Maida B'Knas, Rashi says if somebody was Maida B'Knas, that his shor of tam was mazik, v'achakach ba'oei, then you're potter. That's the statement Rashi. Someone came to Bezdin, his Maida, his shor was negayach. Later, Eidim come, so Maida B'Knas v'achakach ba'oei, then Rashi says that you're potter. The rule always Maida B'Knas ba'oei then applies to shor tam. That's Shver. Because one of the rules in Perek Meruba, in the Chayin Hay, Maida B'Knas, V'achkach Bo Eidim, when is Maida B'Knas a Haidah? Only if... Anybody know? Maida B'Knas, V'achkach Bo Eidim is only if your Haidah caused some damage to you. If you Maida something that you have no loss, that's not Maida B'Knas. Meidav Knas, the Ganav walks into bed and he says, I stole. So he has to pay Karen. So Kefa, lose Pata. This is Meidav Knas. His Haidah did something against him. Stamazah, he walks into Bez and he's made this something that Bez is not going to pass in anything based on his Haidah. That's not Meidav Knas. Stach Kafa, Meidav Pata. What? The animal? The animal is worth less because of his Haidah. Not a Maisa Bezdin, maybe you're right. But Pasha is not a Maisa Bezdin. So the Yid is bothered by this Kasha that might have a Knasar Agbal Aiden has to be with Yahidah, you machayiv yourself something. So how do you have might have a Knasar Agbal Aiden if you might the animals of Shartam was Mazin? So he answers with this aside. That when you might that your animal was Mazik, Nihi to pay Chatzin Nezik. But counting towards a mu'id, it counts. The count is one of the three times towards being a mu'id, it counts. Comes out, you taka, cause yourself a loss with the haggadah. It may never come to money because it may never keep two more times, but lamaisi, your haggadah counts in Bezdin. And Mimela, it's considered my b'knasi akach b'olei. Okay, let's see the end of the braisa. It comes here to cases of hazama. It always gets complicated with hazama. Try to help cope with the Gemara's cases. Ha'idu shnayim b'rishayna, shnayim b'shniya, shnayim b'shlishis. Harei kan sholesh edyis. Ve'nei desachas la'hazama. What's the case? Two people come, Ruvi Shimon say this, he kicked on Sunday. Levi Yehuda says it's kicked on Monday. Yisach HaZvulun says it's kicked on Tuesday. So what's the din? Is he a mu'id? Yes. Gemara says later, in Perek Meruba, that if you want to say Eidus, that a woman is a Gedayla. So she has to have Shtei Saris. Right, for a woman to be considered a gedayla, she has to have this status. So two Eidim say she has one hair begaba, and two Eidim say she has one hair bekreisa. Havi chasi davar, the chasi Eidis, and it's both. You can't have two Eidim saying Eidis. It's be davar v'lo chasi davar. Apishnei Eidim Yachim Davar, it says. You can't have Eidim saying half an Eidim. If two Eidim say that she has one here on the right side of her body, and two Eidim say she has one here on the left side of her body, it's not Mitzaris. Because each Eidim is saying Chatzi Davar. So it doesn't count. Why is Mu'ud different? Two Eidim say kicked on Sunday. Two Eidim say kicked on Monday. Two Eidim say kicked on Tuesday. Why is that not Chatzi Davar? It's making a mu'id, each one saying a third of a thing. Well, each one saying a third. Why is it a star? What? That's the way it has to be. What can be the same Eidim for all three? Maybe you need the same Eidim for all three. Yes. Maybe it's Chatzi Davar. Well, there's a more Pashto difference between the two Gemaras, no? Is there a more Pashto difference? What's the difference between two Eidim see one here and two Eidim see another here? Well, two Eidim see one Negicha and two see another one, two see another one, they want to make him a Mu'ud. That's enough for me, no? Huh? I thought you say different after me, no? The third time established. If you hold the Yudei Tzurah, the third time established. If you hold all three, Yudei Gavar, each one of the three, you need all three established. What makes Isha Gedayla? Her second here or both hairs? What? Not the second here?
Well,
But if you know it's a sayer, even if it falls out, it's good. Is there a more basic difference between the two cases? What? By Tam, he himself can make it a muid. So I used to send kasha. If he himself only saw one out of three, I would have the same kasha. If he saw all three, he can make it a muid. If he saw one out of three, that means you could. The Gemara says you could. Why is mechatzi davar? So the pashta answer, which you should be saying, is that there, by the two hairs, the people who say I saw one hair aren't saying anything. Nothing. Only the mitzar of it. Here, the Eidim will say kicked on Sunday, they're being mechayivim for Sunday. So they are saying an Eidus. They are saying an Eidus. They're saying kicked on Sunday, you have to pay for Sunday. Now Agav, it comes out that to be a muid, it accrues the one of three times. So that could be, so we can say Chiddush. Now when do you say Chatzi Davar, when there's no Psak? When it's a Kula Davar, it's got to be one thing. Chatzi Davar, it's got to be something else, then it's good. Because they're saying the Kula Davar. So why didn't you say this Teretz? Why didn't Yossi say this Teretz? Because he knows that if you're going to say this Teretz, which is a good Teretz, Demis, it's not Chatzi Davar, if there's a Psak. But if you're going to say this Teretz, I'm going to jump on you on the Yomid Beis. Gemara later is going to say b'makirin b'alashar v'e'makirin echashar, that this price is true even if you're not mechayiv in Mamin. They don't know which shar kicked. Since the time only pays Megufa, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara later is going to say that this price is talking even in a case where the Agadah is not mechayiv teshlumin and mechayiv tinez. So that's why you don't want to say Teretz, no? Because you know that in the Yom Beis we're going to have a problem with this Teretz. Which is why I'm missing the Kasha, because L'chayra on the Yom Beis the Kasha becomes a Kasha. Do you follow what I'm saying? Right. Same things that become at the same time or different times. Any time you have three different groups of Eidim. And now it's true that if the Haggadah's Eidim has a Psak, L'gabi A, and if Tati Dabla Gabi B, then it counts. That's for sure. That's Emes. And therefore, if they're saying Eidus that Reuven killed, Reuven Shar kicked, and then Mechayiv and Chatzi Nezek, that's an Eidus. Either Gabi somebody else is Chatzi Dabla, it doesn't matter. The Eidus is a good Eidus. The Mela, it has effect somewhere else. However, when we get to the Amid Beis, it's going to become a Shtaka Kasha. The Kasha is going to come back that's only Chatzi Dabla. They only saw enough to say half a Haggadah say this. Because what they said Eidus was only on one of the three negichas to make him a muid. And if it's a hechitimtza with an achayiv to pay, then the kasha is a shtaka kasha. Then it's chatzi davar. So let's get to the Amid Beis quickly and then we'll ask the kasha again. First let's see the price. Ve'idu shnei b'rishayna, shnei b'shniya, shnei b'shlishis. Harikon shloisha edis, then edis achas lahazon. Therefore, nimsa kat rishon is a memes. If the first kat aydim zayim in harikon shtei edis, who part of em p'turim, there's no kasha zomim on the muid. Nimsa kat shniya is a memes, harikon edis achas, who part of em p'turim. Nimsa kat zomim is shlishis is a memes, kumon chayavim. Alza nemer, basisim lai kasha zomim. So what do? Well, what's the case? The three pairs of Eidim came together and said he's a muid. Kick Sunday, kick Monday, kick Tuesday, he's a muid. You want to make them zaymanim. If you mount them all three, then they're zaymanim. That's the Gemara. I had a hard time when I learned the Gemara. What's the Gemara's case? When do you pay Kasha Zomim? Just tell me the case. I'm not asking you any people on this. What's the case here? They have to pay kasisim like kashazama, right? So what's the case? Two Eidim say kick on Sunday, two say kick on Monday, two say kick on Tuesday. The Bezin accepted the Eidus. They made him a Mu'id. So now they pay, what do they pay if there's Zayin in it? What do they pay for making him a Mu'id? What? Half? But he kicked the fourth time yet. He kicked the fourth time already. What's the case? What? No, what? So what? On the fourth one happened already. The fourth one happened already. Okay. So he kicked 1, 2, 3, 4. And now Bezdin already passed in the fourth time, he's a mu'ed. What? Well, it's not going to work out. What's the case? Well, let's try it anyway. Why doesn't it work out? He already kicked four times. And now all the four Eidim come in. And the first three are Mechayitim. So he has to pay Nezek Shalom on the fourth. That make sense? Well, it doesn't make sense either. Because Tosfos said that with Kuliyama you have to warn him. You have to warn the Baalim before the fourth time for what the Baalim says. So I don't know, I couldn't figure out the case of the Gemara. I'm talking about Pshat. Plus Pshat in the Gemara, and I can attach all the words, but I don't know what the case of paying Kasha Zaman is. When do you pay? So it must be the first three Eidim came, and they already said Eidus that he was Negeach, and Bezin accepted the Eidus, and they warned the owner. And now, the animal kicked the fourth time. Let's check. The animal already kicked the fourth time. And Bezdin passed in the fourth time. Couldn't pass in the fourth time. So it has to be Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa. What? The Taisa Shita. Taisa held that Mammon, you don't need Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa. So then it could be, so we could have such a case. So maybe that's the case in the Gemara. He kicked 1, 2, 3. He didn't really kick, but Adam came in and said that he kicked the first, second, and third time. So Bezdin passed him as a move. He kicked the fourth time, and Bezdin passed in the Yafpe Nezek Shalom. Now Amazim the first three times, and the fourth time is true. But Amazim the first three times. Does that make sense? So now, these three have to pay the second half that they were Mechayev the Baalim in the fourth time. Because the fourth time, Bezdin said you have to pay Nezek Shalom because of the first three. So they have to pay the second half that they tried to do to this person when he had tried to pay. Okay, that's the case. Okay, that case makes sense. No? Kicked three times with Aiden. Then he kicked the fourth, and they won the Bob Island. Then he kicked the fourth time. And after he kicked the fourth time, they were mazing the first three. Now you pay, if that's the case. That's the way the Gemara's case is. The only problem is that there's a rule, Kasha Zama v'lay Kasha Asa, that once a person did it, Bezdin Paskin, there's no Kasha Zama anymore. Well, we'll go with Tosfos Shita at the beginning of our Masech, on Dalan Amid Beis, that by Mamin, even Kasha Asa, you still go Zayin in. Kasha Asa, by Mamin is actually B'chazara, so Mamin you do it. So that'll be the Gemara's case. So we'll ask him. That makes sense. So it has to be after a fourth time. Rashi doesn't say it, so Rashi maybe left it to our imagination. So that's the Gemara's case. Okay? So that's the bottom line of the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, Iyam, with the Yudei Torah Shapir. Very good. They all three came in one shot. Eliyam, with the Yudei Gavra, that every day they have to come separately. Lemru Hanach Kamoi, let the first day them say, Anan, we have to pay for making him a Mu'id? Miyavi Adin, and the Masr Shloshi Yoimi, Yasu Hanu Miyadi Lei. Did I know what's going to happen Monday and Tuesday? I should be off the hook.
there's a rule, Be'edim Zaynim, that if they have a believable Tanya, they didn't come for this, they came for that. So then they're only chayav what they came for. So they should only have to pay the chatzinez that they came for, not the second year. Now for the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, it's no raya. Mishnah Shmishnah Kareh the Rav Kahana V'Amali. What do you mean? The Yudei Tura V'Nicha. It's not going to lay to anybody. Limru Hanach Basroi, Anam Eno Yadin, and the Chol Dekoi Beidin Al Asudei B'Toyra Ka'osu. Anam L'Chiyu V'Gabra Pagan Niska Asino. Even if they came in one shot, Meichi Teisi. Even if they came in one shot, Meichi Teisi, they came to make him a mu'ud. Now, the Gemara at this point holds it shver, Sai Liu De Tura, Sai Liu De Gavra. And for the Gemara, to come around Zi Ramuzi. And we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If this is going Dafka like the Mandiyama Liu De Tura, or like everybody, the Kamaramzi Ramuzi, that we see they're hinting at each other, that they're playing games with each other. So, Rashi learns, that was Liudei Tura Micha. Liudei Tura means they all came the same day. So the Kamaramzi Ramuzi, Rashi learns, all three came the same day. And we could see that they're in cahoots one with the other, all three. So therefore, they can't tie that we didn't come to make him a mu'ud. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos has a girsa ella the Kamaramzi Ramuzi. Tosfos learns that we're anything like everybody. Even if they came three separate days, it could also could be they came three separate days, and we see that they're in cahoots one with the other, and they therefore is nafkamina ledima. Rashi holds the maskana is liyudei tura. That when you answer, you say liyudei tura, it's good. Tosfos holds no. The Gemara saying the Torah said everybody, and there is no maskana ahead of past. Ravashi amar kishabal ritzufin. They came one after the other. Ravina Amar, but Mikir Balashar, they Mikir Esashar. They recognize the owner of the Shar and not the Shar himself. And since the town pays Magufa, they can't say they came to make him pay Chatzinezek, so they only came to make him a mu'ud. Elechim Yahidle. If you don't know which Shar, what are you telling the owner? The Amri, Tur Nagachna, you slept with Bikra. One of your animals is an Achin, you buy a Lachal and Turei, Bikulei Bikra. You should be watching all of them. So this is the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is etzing in the price. The makirin bala shar, vei makirin esashar. So what's the case? The three pairs of eight come, and they come to be mechayivim. They come to be mechayivim chatzinezek. No, there's no chatzinezek. They only came to make him into a mu'ud. They came to make him into a mu'ud. The kasha I asked earlier, lachari should come back. It should be chatzidavar. We have a rule that Eidim have to say this on Kulei Davar, not Chatzi Davar. So how could the three peers of Eidim make him a mu'ud? The Shlomo is saying Eidim that he has to pay Chatzi Nezek for Gansa Eidim. But if the three are saying he's a mu'ud, so it's Chatzi Davar. Maybe it's three different animals.
Each
so how does it work? So therefore, must be talking. This is Kasha the Gemara. So it's got to be talking that what? That they know it's the same shar that kicked yesterday. What's the case? Problem. What's the case in the Gemara? The person has 100 animals. 99 were in his stable. We have Adam, there were 99 animals in the stable, they didn't get out. One animal did get out. And the three pairs of Adam, one had, they say he kicked Sunday, kicked Monday, kicked Tuesday. So they know it's the same animal, but they don't know that it's... How is that physically possible? Well, they could tell it's branded with the brand from his farm. And they, so they know it was from his farm, but they don't know which shore. They can't recognize an animal. It's hard to recognize an animal. It's hard to come up with a case, but some case, something like that.
So why is it Chatzi Davar? Why is it Chatzi Davar? So the truth is, there are a lot of cases in Shas where it's hard to figure out Gedorin Chatzi Davar. The Gemara itself in Meruba says, you know, 3 years is a chazak on the field. Two Adam say we saw him in the field 1 year. Two Adam say we saw him in the field the next year. Two Adam say we saw him in the field the third year. That's called Kulei Davar. That's a good Adam. If two Adam see we saw a hair on the right side, and two Adam say we saw a hair on the left side, that's Chatzi Davar. So the Rishayim struggle to understand what the Geder Ha'inyan. It's like a riddle. Why, if two people see a hair on one side, and two see on the other side, that's called Chatzi Davar, and if two Adam see he's in the field 1 year, and two Adam see the next year, two Adam see the next year, that's not Chatzi Davar. Why is it Chatzi Davar? So all of the Rishayim in Meruba struggle to understand. The Re, in Taisus there, says, as long as he saw everything that it was possible to see at that time, it's not Chatzi Davar. But the 2 hairs, it's possible to see both hairs. But the 3 years, you can't see all 3 years in one shot. So that's Shita Sari. As long as you see everything you can see at that time, it's okay. If you go with that Mahalach, so it answers Agamara too. But the Rif says that the Avis has to help. The Rif says the 3 years is different for a different reason. Because when you say Avis, that he ate Paris 1 year, there's a psak on those Avis. Because he was only there 1 year, and you say you saw him eating Paris and playing his field 1 year, he has to pay. So it's a Kulei Davar. Like the Rif, it's a nafkamina. When you see 2 hairs, you say this on 1 hair, there's no nafkamina in Yagod to say this. In the 3 years case, when you say this on 1 year, there is some kind of hechetimtz of a nafkamina. As long as there's a hechetimtz of a nafkamina, that counts. And Cain, I don't know how to riff, the riff is brought in Tysus that I ever did. How's he going to learn this Gemara? How's he going to touch this Gemara? If you didn't eat Paris, it's not a chazaka. If you didn't have benefit from the field, it's not a chazaka. Because he ate Kadach Ganvi. He went into the field, even though he did things. But he didn't do it like the owner. He did it like a Ganvi. He snuck in and he did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like not taking Paris to Gemara to fit it, not to be a chazaka. Built the house and didn't live there. He lived there, that's Paris. So, like the riff, the Chayra Agamara is Shver. Agamara is the Chayra Kash on the Rif. Again, the Rif holds Chatzi Davar unless your half of the Eidus created a Psak. If your half of the Eidus doesn't create any type of Psak, that's Chatzi Davar. So how are you going to learn here? 2 Eidim say it was a moon on Sunday. 2 Eidim on Monday, 2 Eidim on Tuesday. The Chayra is a Chatzi Davar. What? Yeah, but the Eidim still have to say a Kulei Davar. If they're saying Eidim and they know which kick. The Pasuk doesn't say that you have to have 3 separate pairs of Eidim. Sharnag Kulei, it's Val Shul Shem. So maybe it's the same pair of Eidim on all three. That's fine. Eidus come in, they say we saw A, B, and C, and therefore he's a mu'ud. Nothing wrong. Just like 2 hairs. We saw 1 hair in front, 1 hair in back. Same thing, we saw three different years. I mean, when Eliyahu comes, there'll be a psak. When Eliyahu comes, there'll be a psak. He'll tell you which shar kick. That's interesting. I don't know. Is that and the animal probably died before Leo comes. No?
I know, it's an interesting suggestion. I don't know. Say that because our Rebbe comes, it'll be a psak. I can't prove you're wrong, but Eliyahu will be believed, which sure it is. It's from that. He's only believed same Matzias, which sure it is. Not saying a king, just saying which sure it is. There'll still be Chatzi Dover. To pay the Chatzi Nezek, they don't know which one it is, and someone else knows which one, but still you can't take 2 pairs of Eidim in the Chayim. They didn't know which one it was, and this Eidim know a kick. They don't know which one it was, that's true. And it sounds like a very stark Akasha. I don't know, there's an interesting Rebbe Chanan in the beginning of Pesachim, on Chatzi Dover. Rebbe Chanan there declares, you know that you need Tesha Kechavim to make it liable. You need Tesha Kechavim. So he declares, if 2 Eidim say they saw 1 star, and 2 Eidim say they saw a 2nd star, is that Chatzi Dover or Kulei Dover? You want to know if it's night. Right now, you want to know if it's night. You need Shtei Star. How do you know it's 2 different stars? So they identify the star by its name. They're the key in the stars. They say they saw 2 different stars. 2 Eidim say they saw 1 star. 2 Eidim say another star. What's Nafkamina? What's Nafkamina and Bezdin, huh? What's the Nafkamina being a moment is? What? Got a star, okay. You have to dream up with Nafkamina. But Rabbi Chana declares, what? You can't be Kinyanim, you could make Kinyanim at night. You can't make Psak Halach, you can't start a Psak Bezmin at night. Okay, so you have all these cases. Alright, someone was Mazik, I killed someone. You're not sure of the Shabbos, and 2 Eidim say there's a star out, and 2 Eidim say there's no star out. The 2 Eidim say it's 1 star, and 2 Eidim say it's another star. So B'chana declares this Shaila, the Tzatzi Dover. Let's say a baby was born. They want to know when his Bar Mitzvah will be. So 2 Eidim say that we saw 1 star, and 2 Eidim say we saw another star. Is it Mitzarek or is it Chatzi Dover? So B'chana there has a very interesting clair. B'chana says it depends. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully. It depends. Are the stars a simen that it's night? Or are they the siba that make it night? Shtei Saris makes that it's night? Not Shtei Saris. Shtei Kechavim. The Kechavim make it night? Or it's only a simen that it's dark enough to be night? Why?
Not over there.
The visibility of the stars. They are not saying the stars are there. They're saying the stars are visible. What? The visibility of the stars is what makes it into night. The star is a sinner, huh? The star is a sinner. Okay. If it's a cloudy night, you can't see the stars.
There's no night
tonight. Yeah, that can't be. The amount of darkness that makes them visible. Our Rav Chanan names on that they're a sinim. Yeah, really, there's I can tell you a whole shtickle tire on this, but it's a very interesting clair. But Rav Chanan says it's a sinim. He proves it from Ma'aseh Bereishis. The stars were created on which day? Stars were created on which day? Anybody know? See, I know because I was born on Wednesday. So what, I was born on Wednesday? Why do I know? Because Mara says people born on Wednesday are bright because that's the day Hashem created the sun and the moon and the stars. Since I'm a little boy, I know that Wednesday the stars were created. Born on Wednesday. So Wednesday the Kechavim were created. It says V'yervi by Keri Yemechad Yem Sheni Yem Shlishi. So Zakhtar B'chanan, it can't be that visibility of stars is tight night. I say it's only a sin. My nafkamina. The Rav Chanan says
The chatzi davar is only when you when the Edom saw simanim to something. They saw one hair. What's a hair? Big deal. Just a simon that two hairs that she's a god. Look at that. The hair be'etzem is meaningless. Something that's be'etzem meaningless, it has to be kulei davar. You saw two hairs. You saw a simon, she's a gedaila. You saw one hair. You saw zero. You saw zilch. You didn't see a chatzi davar. You call it chatzi davar, but it's chatzi simon. A simon, when we say chatzi davar, we're talking about simon. If something is a siva, it's a cause, it creates something, there's no chesaron of chatzi davar. If something is that which makes it into something, that's not a chesaron of chatzi davar. It's taka true, you only saw that it was made into half of it. But so what? It's on its way to happening. You saw a happening, something that happened. That counts. If someone's in a field for 3 years, two Adam saw 1 year, two Adam saw second year, two Adam saw 3 years. Those 3 years are the siva for a chazaka. Because he was there a year and no one said anything. That's the reason that we assume he's the Bible. If it's a siva, there's no chesaron of chatzi davar. By Shor HaMu'ed, when the Shor HaMu'ed kicks 3 times, are the 3 times a simin that the animal is a wild animal? Or are they a siva? Because it kicks 3 times, it gets in the habit of kicking and it becomes. That was the Meram Rutenberg of last week. Meram Rutenberg understood that the 3 times are sivas, that because of this it becomes a mu'ed. But Bechanan says, I don't know which of the Rishonim but Bechanan is based. Bechanan says, if it's a siva, there's no chesaron chatzi davar. If you're saying something, there's mamashes to what you're saying. A simin has no mamashes. You saw a star, big deal, that has no meaning. A siva, there's mamashes to what you're saying. It's true, there's no psak until you have 3 years. But the 1 year you're saying this animal is getting into the habit of becoming an oxen. Light, Rabbi Chanan decides, if you go with the Meram Rutenberg, then we have a Mahalach and a Gemara, that it's not Chassi Davar for this reason. And what surprises me is I didn't find the Mepharshim Shalias the Kasha here. Mechaira, it should be enough in the Kasha and also here. So this Shtikal Torah, if you go with Rabbi Chanan decides, that if it's a siba, there's no chesaron chatzi davar. And you know, like the Meram Rutenberg, that by shor nakhin, it's a siba to become a nakhon. With the shtickle pilpul, the dance it explains. Shtasaris are not a siba; they're just a simon that she's a gedayla. The hearers don't make her a gedayla; they're a simon. How do we know she's a gedayla? The saris indicate that she's a gedayla, that her body has matured. But hair itself is not what makes a person have das, have intelligence. That's not what does the trick. It's just a simin that she's holding there. Okay, Akoponim, the Shtikal Torah, and the answer is it. If somebody finds anybody who has the kasha here, I didn't look in the green safer, I forgot. Maybe he brings somebody who asks it in the Eitzer. But otherwise, I didn't see anybody who has the kasha. Okay, Ibayalohu. Let's move on. Ibayalohu. Two dinim. Mishase vaday pater. That's one sack. The one who incites a dog to bite someone else is zicha pater. Why? You'll know. Well, mishase is just a gerim ba'alma. Balakelev mai. What's the din of the Baal HaKelev? That's the sugya. The whole sugya talks about Baal HaKelev, doesn't talk about Mishasa. Mi amina matziyom alei anom avid nolei. Do we say that he could tell him anom avid nolei? I didn't do anything. I del ma'amina lei kini diadata b'kalbach de mishasi lei mishtasi lo yiboy alof l'shuyei. We have to get these two tzadim clear. Now, here I want to ask you a question. We're getting towards the end of the year. I'm trying to move. You should know one of the most complicated parts of the Kama is Dina de Garmi. When a Gairim is Chayiv and when a Garmi is Chayiv. This Sugya has 2 parts to it. The Mishase is Potter And the Balakelev Mai is an Ibayah. There's plenty of lamdis on Balakelev Mai. There's a Biskarav on this. That will do tomorrow. Mishasa is Potter, the Rush in the Ninth Parak, Simeon Gimel in the Rush. It's sort of a Kloniyus Dikur Rush, the Gedarim of Garmi and Grama. And I mentioned to you once, there are five Shitas in the Rishayim, what's Garmi, what's Grama. The Ramah Paskins like Yen Rush. La'alach is probably the Ikka La'alach. And the question is, if you at this point have the patience to spend a day on Garmi and Grama, or whether we should just keep on moving. And Pashtus, we have to finish, we have to get the... We're going to finish the parak in Yitzhashem. I may have to keep you here until who knows when, but I'd like to finish the parak. I don't want anybody to come to me in the summer like someone did last year and say, I finished Bava Metzia except six block. And three of the six block, well, we didn't finish in the second. But, so believe me, we're going to finish the parak, even though we have to do Daf Yomi the last 2 days. I would like to spend time tomorrow on Grama and Garmi, just because it's complicated, nobody knows it, it's very negalamaisa. But I can only do it if you guys get into it, if you'll be into it. The Gemara till the Mishnah won't take long to finish. Even with speaking out the Briskarah, it'll take 15 minutes. What I'd like to do is spend time on Grama and Garmi tomorrow. I personally would prefer to. But that requires that you spend the time. Basically, the whole din of Grama and Garmi, for those who weren't here last man, by Adam Amazik, a Grama is Potter. If you cause Hezek, you're Potter. Certain types of Gairim are Chayiv. We call them Garmi. It's an arbitrary name. We use the word Garmi for those Gromas that are Chayiv. The Gemara in Shas never says a rule, any rule, when Garmi is Chayiv. It just says cases. Most of the cases are in the sixth parak. It says six cases or so in Shas, Garmi, these six are Chayiv. Now you go and figure out why are these six different than the other 20 that are Gromas. So, there are five shittas in the Rishayim to try to make a rule. There's no one rule that rule that fits. There are five shittas in the Rishayim. The most interesting is the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah says there are no rules. Whatever Chazal called Garmi is Garmi, and no, none of the rules fit all across the board. That's the Ritzbah's shita, which the Shach Paskins like. Well, there are no rules. There are five cases Chazal made Garmi, and everything else is Grama. So that's easy. You just have to memorize five cases, everything else is grammar. But the Ramah passes like the Rush, the Chabad passes like the Rambam. That Rush is Perek Tes, Simin Yud Gimel. And he mentions our Gemara, Mishasa. Why Mishasa? Why is it grammar? Why isn't it Garmi? You sick a dog on a person? Why isn't that a regular case of grammar? Of Garmi, to be Chayiv. So the Rush there goes through a number of cases, the complicated Rush. So I'd like, I'm not going to spend the whole share on it tomorrow, but at least to spend a part of the time on it. What you really have to do is learn the cases. You see, the thing is this. If you're not well prepared, and I say a Klora Zach, you'll get it. I can't tell you a Klora rule, because there are no clear shittas by Garmi. It's very complicated. So you have to at least get the cases clear, understand the problem. Tomorrow, Blineda, we'll spend a little bit of time on it. I'd like, I'm sticking to the Mishnah, maybe even start the Mishnah. All for tomorrow.